let's bring it home. Today's HN was, honestly, one of the more varied days we've covered. The range from the steam machine's hardware launch to 8086 segmented memory history to Canada's nuclear policy to efficiency in AI models is exactly why the community is worth following. If I had to identify the through line, it's this. The technology community is in a moment of serious reassessment about what good means. Good in hardware, good in AI models, good in development tools, good in market integrity.
The Steam Machine launch crystallizes something about the gaming and hardware ecosystem. There's genuine demand for open, modifiable computing platforms, even in consumer markets. The OptoCam Zero, the CyberDeck discussion, the ARM64 assembly web server for absolutely no practical reason, these are all expressions of the same value. People want to understand the systems they use, and they'll trade capability for comprehensibility in certain contexts.
The AI efficiency stories are the ones I'll be watching most carefully over the next few months. VibeThinker and Mebius are remarkable results, but as we discussed in the What If We're Wrong section, the benchmark story and the real-world story may diverge. The honest answer is that we need more production deployment data before we can be confident the efficiency gains generalize.
The Polymarket story has legs. Undisclosed paid promotion in a platform that positions itself as an objective information aggregator is a fundamental integrity problem, and I'd expect regulatory attention to follow the WSJ coverage. The FTC has been more active on influencer disclosure enforcement over the past few years, and prediction markets that touch on financial outcomes are going to attract SEC attention as well.
Quick time capsule moment. A few weeks ago, we were cautious about EV company valuations, noting that slower than expected adoption could hurt heavily committed players. That played out with more nuance than we expected. Some EV-focused companies have seen stock pressure, but the overall transition is continuing with regional variation. Europe is ahead of schedule, North America is behind, and China is in a different category entirely. The lesson there is that slower than expected at the aggregate level can mask a lot of divergence at the regional level.
Canada's nuclear plan is the story that I think has the most long-term significance of anything we covered today. Energy policy doesn't move fast, but nuclear commitments made now will shape the grid for 50 years. If Canada executes on 10 reactors by 2040, a big if, but a genuine possibility, given the political and economic alignment, it becomes a data point in the global argument about whether nuclear is a viable decarbonization path. That argument has real consequences.
Everything we covered today comes from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories resonated, the Steam Machine, the VibeThinker paper, the nuclear policy, Polymarket's influencer problem, head to HN to read the full articles and especially the comment threads. The community there is doing the analytical work that makes this show possible, and we're genuinely grateful for it.
A sincere thank you to the tools that make this podcast work. Claude Code from Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and it consistently surprises us with the depth it brings to technical topics. Perplexity makes our real-time topic discovery and research possible in a way that wouldn't have been viable a couple of years ago. We're not sponsored by either of them. We just want to acknowledge the craft that goes into tools that work this well.
And if you want broader coverage beyond the tech community, geopolitics, markets, world events, check out the Intelligix Daily News, our companion show. It's a natural complement if today's nuclear policy or crypto regulation discussions had you wanting more macroeconomic context.
We're back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides is worth talking about. I'm Sarah Chen.
And I'm Marcus Rodriguez. See you then.